So Sheridan to take the corner. It was just a routine long throw by Crowley, and it just skidded off Johnson's head and behind. So Sheridan takes the corner. It's a good one headed by Hobson, and it's just turned round the post by Joel Taylor, almost on his own goal line. And that was a nice corner move by Ashton to the near post, Brian.
Yeah, very well worked move. And Craig Hobson, who's really dangerous, a big unit of a man, was started the season at Ashton, went to Alfreton's, come back here now, and I thought that was on its way, but a good clearance by Taylor.
It's another long throw into the penalty area. Horsfall clears. DiMaio! Oh, what a shot! Hit the post! And it's cleared away by Taylor. It's that man DiMaio again. A fantastic effort, Brian.
Well, what a goal that would have been. The technique, magnificent. Arched himself superbly. Right foot volley. No chance at all for Brandon Hall. Spectacularly against the upper edges of the left-hand post. What a goal that would be. And Conor DiMaio, without doubt, the standout player. I wonder what Jim Gannon would make of this performance.
Overhead kick by Sheridan is intercepted. Coming forward is Chambers. Good defending by Ashworth. And the XFC United man plays a decent ball as well down the left-hand side. Mantak dispossessed by Austin. Mantak surely fouls Austin after the ball's gone. I don't think the referee could have seen that. Sheridan turns it infield and down the left by Goulding to Mantak. Nice little layoff by Mantak to DiMaio. Back again to DiMantak. This is good play. Mantak crosses behind Hobson's shot. Oh, what a save! As the shot came in from Jennings, Hall was down to his left to turn it behind for a corner, and Brandon Hall definitely kept Kidderminster on level terms there, Brian.
Yeah, terrific piece of goalkeeping. I don't think he'd have got a particularly good view of that. Went through a couple of players. Well-struck effort from Ryan Jennings, and it looked as if it was going to be nestling in the bottom left-hand corner, but Brandon Hall certainly had something to say about that great piece of goalkeeping.
Free kick given, so Sheridan's going to take the free kick. Right out on the left wing, probably about 20 yards from the corner flag, so roughly level with the edge of the penalty area, a little bit further out than that. And plenty of big men to aim for again in the box. Over it comes. Ashford flicks it on, and it's right across the goal. And Brandon Hall was nothing more than a spectator as he watched it just roll past the far post and behind for a goal kick. Difficult to tell how close that was, Brian. I suspect it wasn't too far away.
It looked very, very close. I've got to say, my expectation was the onion bag was going to ripple at any moment. But good delivery in, and a clever glancing header from Luke Ashworth. And that's very, very close to putting Ashton ahead.
Throw in to Ashton, about 20 yards inside the Kidderminster half, which is propelled forward by Crowley, who we've already seen has a prodigious throw. Daniel's control lets him down. DiMaio dispossesses him, not the right man to give the ball to. Jennings crosses to the far post. Not a bad ball, actually. Mantak, though, couldn't really control it to his own satisfaction. And Austin cleared it, and cleared it very well up to Chambers down the right-hand side. Chambers holds it up, waiting for his midfield to arrive. Plays it infield. And it's Daniels. Daniels looks for a long shot. Oh, what a shot by Daniels. And that's 1-0 to Kidderminster. And Daniels hit that absolutely beautifully. I don't think it was deflected. If it wasn't, then George McMahon might be looking at his positioning.
I don't think it was deflected. It was a very good strike by Billy Daniels. Fully 30 yards, but George McMahon never looked quite comfortable. It was moving in the air. It's difficult to be critical of the young Ashton goalkeeper, but he never looked like he was going to get near that. And it's not gone through him, but it has gone past him. Out of the blue, Kidderminster Harriers have taken the lead here. Fine shot, but one or two question marks over the Ashton United goalkeeper.
Good challenge comes in there by left back Regan. He hoists it into the penalty area again. Plenty of people in there, but it's going to run through for a goal kick. That's the final whistle. Ashton United 0, Kidderminster Harriers 1. Ashton failed to build on the impressive win at Chorley on Saturday. Kidderminster redeemed themselves after their late horror show at Croft Park on Saturday by picking up the 3 points, push themselves back into playoff contention. But Ashton still have their work cut out to try and keep themselves in the division they were promoted to 14 months ago.